This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off our number three. This is Free Talk Live. In studio is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And I teased the story earlier about the asset forfeiture. We talked about this last week. And Conan, you were yelling and screaming and raising a fuss of, they could just change the rule at any time, talking about the rule that Eric Holder implemented a couple of years ago, saying that the equitable sharing program would no longer be in place. Well, it turns out that while at the time last week I was correct that the rule was still in place, that changed a couple days ago. The story from the Institute for Justice, published on March 28th, says, today the Institute for Justice attorney DARPA Sheath released the following statement regarding the U.S. Justice Department's announcement that it will resume its equitable sharing program. Attorney Darpana Sheath says, today's decision to revive equitable sharing shows that law enforcement values funding its own operations over protecting constitutional rights. By offering substantial payouts to participating agencies, equitable sharing incentivizes law enforcement to evade state laws and pad their budgets. Local and state law enforcement agencies should be adequately funded, but their budgets should not in any way depend on property seizure.
It incentivizes them to go out and raid and,
absolutely,
and grab stuff.
And I two things. I mean, was this actually a rule, or was this was just internal policy? They didn't rewrite anything. Holder just said, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Holder issued a policy,
okay,
which is essentially a rule. This is a rule that we're following. It's not something that went through Congress. It was not Congress saying,
there was no change
to the law.
And that was my argument last week. There's no change to the law whatsoever. This was an internal policy.
Policy says we're not doing this anymore.
Right.
And then 3 days ago,
yep,
the new attorney general wound up saying, yeah, we're going to do this again.
But Daryl, two words, equitable. How can you argue with
that's
equitable?
One that's one.
I'm getting to the second one. Equitable and sharing. These are two wonderful words. This is how I know when something is BS, when the government says it. It's usually absolutely the opposite of the word's meanings. And in this case,
right.
Did they also mention padding of state budgets?
No, they pad their own budget.
Right.
So the local law enforcement pad their own budget.
Oh, this is just horrendous.
And that's a relief to the taxpayer, right?
That's how they're portraying it, of we have to steal stuff from people because otherwise we'd have to raise your taxes.
That's right. And just remember, those people are all drug users.
Yes.
They're making meth in the bathtub.
Alleged drug users.
Or they're exhibiting behavior that makes it appear that they may be a drug dealer,
mm-hmm,
like they have a lot of cash, like the poor gentleman who was traveling across the country with his life savings to buy a house.
Yeah.
Took it in cash.
That there was somebody that wound up withdrawing money from his bank, was on the bus to go buy a car, and wound up having all of his money stolen on him because nobody that lives in this neighborhood has that much money on them unless they're a drug dealer, young man.
One of the worst cases I remember, and I don't have the specifics, I don't have the story in front of me, but it was a elderly lady and her husband who owned a hotel. And the justification for seizing their hotel, their life's, this was
let
what
me
they
guess
were,
they made cash deposits to the bank of less than $10,000, and the IRS called it structuring.
Wrong. What what they came out with, the justification for seizing this retired couple's hotel, was that lots of drug activity had occurred in the rooms of the hotel.
Let me just make a public service announcement to everyone that owns a hotel. People use drugs in your hotel rooms.
And they also buy hookers.
Some of them do, yes.
And let me
and just, some at the same time.
Yeah,
of course. And everybody that owns a restaurant that has a lot of people coming in. So, like, if you have a McDonald's franchise or a Burger King or a Wendy's,
you think they're doing transfers?
Chances are somebody is doing drug transactions on your property,
and not just the employees.
Right,
but yeah, the crux of this is that there should be nothing. You cannot have liberty without property rights. And this whole idea that
you have
somehow,
the right to have your property seized by the federal government on suspicion that somebody may have done something illegal if they think of it, and also it's going to be arbitrarily enforced.
Your cash is your property, for what it's worth. It's not worth much in reality, but so is your car. And if I happen to be driving a car and I happen to build a secret panel inside of it because I decided that, you know, if I get my car broken into, I don't want them to be able to find my valuables easily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that is like a drug dealer
car.
Just
having a secret panel.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have anything in there.
Absolutely.
Just having the secret panel is suspicion of drug activity, which means they can take the car.
They will seize
now,
it. Yep.
I wonder about some of the older cars where they had the little panel up under the trunk where the spare tire goes.
Right.
If you remove the spare tire to just have it as a storage panel, does it or a storage area, is that now a secret panel that is suspicion of drug activity, or because it was designed to hold a spare tire, is that okay?
I think here is where we have to have the utmost faith in our local law enforcement. And that's really what you're saying. You're saying by people not standing up to these laws, not getting involved and not protesting them, they're saying we absolutely trust our local law enforcement, wherever I may be, to always do the right thing and not to read into things more than is necessary.
Right, and the reason most people won't speak up about it is because they hear, well, this person was accused of dealing all of these drugs, and drugs are bad, and I don't want to stand up for Batman.
Right. But
why would I stand up for a Batman?
I've got kids.
He was a Batman.
Right.
Bad people deserve to go to jail.
Yeah.
But it's not just bad people. It's people that are doing perfectly legal things. Like there was the lady in, I believe it was Iowa, that was running a small restaurant. And the IRS accused her of structuring because she was making deposits on, like, Wednesdays and Fridays.
Right.
And the amounts were, like, $5,000 apiece. So you're structuring your deposit
right,
so that it's not over $10,000 that triggers an IRS form that has to be filed.
No, I do $10,000 worth of business, and I don't want more than $5,000 sitting around my restaurant.
Right. So you're structuring your deposits to avoid our filing stuff. Therefore, you must be money laundering and drug dealing and all these other horrible things.
If that was her motivation, I applaud her. Good for her, number one. Number two, IRS, none of your business.
There's a little bit more to the statement here from the Institute for Justice. The attorney at Institute for Justice says, today's decision to revive equitable sharing shows the dire need for Congress to pass civil forfeiture reform. We also urge state lawmakers to follow the lead of New Mexico and ban the transfer of seized property worth less than $50,000 to federal law enforcement. Although this decision by the Justice Department is disheartening, we are determined to continue our fight to end civil asset forfeiture.
Now, the whole thing's insane, and this is just one of those issues. Now, I will grant anybody that there are going to be cases where illegal activities and probably very immoral and probably very dangerous activities were occurring, and they were...
Okay, good. Get a conviction and then take the stuff.
Well, that's the point. My second point is that, you know, if you want to live in a free society, part of that comes with a cost, and the cost is we're never going to be 100% safe. And if we continue to pursue this, we can somehow legislate and use law enforcement to make us 100% safe. It's a pipe dream, and people have to wake up to the fact that that will never happen, and all it results in is your loss of liberty. Yeah, and IJ put out a report in November of last year. I'm fairly certain we covered it at the time. The report was titled Policing for Profit, and they found that between 2000 and 2013, the DOJ paid local and state agencies more than $4.7 billion in equitable sharing proceeds. That's not how much was seized. That's how much they paid state and local governments, $4.7 billion. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll get back to your calls, your thoughts here in just a moment. We're talking about the equitable sharing by the DOJ being reinstituted to where now your state and local law enforcement can steal stuff, say that, well, we thought he was connected to some kind of crime, and hey, DOJ, come take this and then sell it and give us 80% of the proceeds, because at the state level we only get like 40, so we want more money because our budget really depends on it. We need to have a pizza party on Friday.
Now, I'll tell you, the other aspect of this, which is horrific, is that for them to participate in equitable sharing, they have to involve the federal government.
Yes.
Which means it then becomes a federal case, regardless of your state law. You know what I mean? So where this might have been taken care of under your less severe state laws or local ordinances or things like that, now they're incentivized to make it a federal case.
Right, and a lot of those cases do involve stuff that happens online, which is why you need to protect yourself online, because the internet was meant to be used anonymously, if you want it to be, and without oversight. But governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the internet. ProXPN, however, can give you your privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android, and they have Linux support as well. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. They have more servers being added all the time. And they are also working hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask about ProXPN changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit cards, and they also accept Bitcoin. And if you use the code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It ends up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be. Go to ProXPN, use the code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go to the phones, actually to Skype. We've got Rustin on Skype. Rustin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. And we do not have Rustin. Rustin hung up on us.
Uh-oh.
So we were talking about the equitable sharing to where the DOJ has said that, well, yeah, I know Eric Holder said a couple of years ago that we're not doing this, but, yeah, we're going to do this again.
Yeah. It just frustrates me because people will listen to a soundbite like that and just assume that it's over, but it's not over. You know, policies are going to change. I guarantee you, whoever comes into the White House this time around is going to change some policies. Things will be done differently, whether it's a Democrat or it's a Republican, and we recognize that. But will laws be changed? Will laws be
taken off the books?
That's a good. That's a really good point.
The question is,
these things, and it's not even a law, and these people aren't even elected officials.
Exactly.
So, I mean, That should be the most troubling aspect of all of this, is that these people are making the rules and Congress pretty much doesn't. I guess they can subpoena them in front of Congress and ask them a bunch of questions.
Well,
but when they do this, do they ever accomplish anything?
No. So Congress has authorized the asset forfeiture. It's the way in which it's implemented that is up to the whim of whoever the Attorney General is. And so to answer your question, Chris, yes, laws will be changed, but will they be changed for the better? Will they be the laws that we want to be changed that actually wind up getting changed? Or will it just be, you know, weird random stuff that doesn't really make any difference, but, hey, it looks like they're doing something?
Yeah. We had this, I was with some friends in Manchester last night, and we had this conversation, and the laws are horrendous. The laws empower, they create and empower all these bureaucracies. And most of the abuse that we feel in this country is not coming from quote unquote elected officials. It is coming from all these bureaucracies that were created by elected officials. That's, you know, once we really lost our fiscal responsibility that we probably had for at least two or three years when the country started, that's when we started, you know, blowing up all these different parts of the government and making them so large that it requires a huge regulatory state to do so. And, you know, when we look at BLM, we look at federal land grabs across the country, we look at any of these things, it's not an elected official behind it. It is a bureaucrat.
Yeah, and in most cases, it's not actually Congress that is making the rules. They'll pass the law saying, right, you know, this is going into place, but it's then some bureaucrat that winds up getting to write the rules. And I know I talk about the PPACA all the time. That's the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi famously said, we have to pass the bill to find out what is in it.
When you say bureaucrat writing, that they're not writing these rules. They're being handed to them from these corporations, and then they're going...
to take it a step further, yeah.
The point is, it's not... Congress is supposed to make the laws,
right,
but in the PPACA... All throughout it, it said, as directed by the secretary, meaning Secretary of Health and Human Services, meaning whether it was some, you know, person that handed Kathleen Sebelius some documents and said, here's your new regulation,
right,
or whether it was Kathleen Sebelius writing the regulation, the authority to make law was handed to,
right,
the Secretary of Health and Human Services by Congress, to where they said, here you go.
Right.
Here's 1,000 pages saying you get to make up rules. Go ahead and make them. And so Nancy Pelosi was not lying when she said we have to pass it to find out what's in it, because there was no substance in it. There was
it
just,
hadn't been written yet.
Right. There was a bunch of stuff.
Or it hadn't been completed, at least.
It may have been written by somebody, but it wasn't voted on by Congress. It was, we're allowing bureaucrats to make the rules.
Right. And
we don't know what rules they're going to make until we tell them you get to make the rules.
And this is one of those things that's really blown up. It blew up in the 20th century. I mean, that was the beginnings of the progressive era in the late 1800s and early 1900s.
It was people realizing they could start voting themselves stuff.
Well, it was
And the politicians really... really got on that wagon where, hey, if I want to get elected, I mean, you know what, they were doing this since day one, but I mean, it really kicked off in the early 1900s where, yeah, if you want to get elected, give the people stuff, and they will elect you. They will, if you give a man another man's fish, he will elect you.
And it was that true belief that, and I do believe many of them were sincere in their belief that government can do a better job of taking care of you than you can.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's taking the responsibility from you, and now you're being taken care of. Of course you're going to vote for that person.
Right. And so one hand, you know, scratches the other's back, or however you want to put it, but this has just been gone. It's gone on for so long, and it's so built into our system that I don't know how you reverse it.
I don't think it's fixable.
Alter or abolish. That's how you fix it. You alter or abolish. And speaking of abolishing things, apparently at least one major restaurant chain has abolished tipping. Conan has that story. And your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! One major restaurant chain has abolished tipping. And Conan is doing backflips.
And front flips.
Literal backflips. I saw him do a backflip earlier in my mind. I saw it in my mind because he doesn't have the athletic prowess to actually do a backflip.
How do you know? Too busy
jumping over conspiratorial sharks that may or may not exist. But, Conan, I know that this is one of your big issues. You hate tipping. You think that tipping is the devil, that tipping should be banished from society.
No.
Thrown out of the helicopter of civilization.
Nope. You're putting words in my mouth. This is untrue. I do not believe that tipping should be abolished. I believe that tipping
You hate tipping. You don't go to restaurants where there is tipping.
Tipping should be for only exceptional service. It's to incentivize people to do a better job in their daily lives, to want to receive that tip at the end of the day. It's to incentivize them to do better work. If that tip is mandatory, then there goes all incentive.
Who's talking about mandatory tipping?
Society.
Well,
society is made
mandatory. If you go to a restaurant where there is service that is provided to you, other than they put your food on a tray and say, Conan, your food's ready, then yes, they're providing additional service to you. and they should be compensated for their service.
Now, if that waitress or waiter did not perform adequately, and I only got one glass of water, and I never saw her but once or twice, and then at the end of the day, at the end of the meal, she or he expects a 15% tip. Society says it's 15% whether you do a good job or not. And it's like, I don't want to give you anything. Or maybe I'm just going to give you a nickel. I mean, I want to tip people for doing exceptional work, for coming and chatting me and not bothering me, making sure my drink is full.
Hold
you know,
on, so how are they both going to be chatty and not bothering you at the same time?
It's a thin line. It's a thin line you walk, but yes, you can be available. And you can be chatty, and you can pick up on it. Hey, no, we don't want to talk. I just want to talk to my girl here. You just make sure my drink is filled. You could pick, maybe by myself, just drinking coffee, it's a fine line, and good waiters and waitresses know how chatty they can be.
Okay, question to both of you. Have either of you worked in a job where a fairly good chunk of your income was based on tips? Have you?
Yes.
Have you been a waiter? Have you been a bartender? Have you been a busboy?
Neither a waiter nor a bartender nor busboy have I been, but I did work at a car wash where I made more money in tips than I did in salary.
Right. I think what the problem is, and maybe this is a societal problem, that there's a feeling of people are due what they are due, that we just automatically tip 15%. But to me, I love tipping. I used to say it was the purest form of capitalism because I would hustle. I would bust my butt to get great tips. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I made good money. I made more than my coworkers because I tried to do those things that they weren't doing. And I would have repeat customers that would come in and sit in my section or sit at my bar. I love that stuff. But I know where you're going. I just don't think that banning it or telling businesses how they should operate is a good thing. It doesn't stop you from patronizing businesses that happen to agree with your point of view, which is a flat, you know, basically a flat rate. But I question whether that's economically feasible.
Yeah, I am not against tipping. I'm against, and I'm not telling.
I'm not for telling
restaurants what they can do or not do. But I want tipping to be what it should be, and tipping should be for exceptional service only.
So you're against the expectation of receiving a tip.
Correct. And no, I have not worked in a job where tipping was a large part of my investment or my monies. But I have worked jobs and that worked.
Have you done sales?
I've done plenty of jobs and received tips after the job was done, and a tip wasn't expected.
Right.
And that made sense to me, and that made me want to do my job even better the next day and be, you know. All right,
So hold on. But before you get into this, I've heard stories of small, like, you know, one-off sort of restaurants that have done away with tipping, and they've wound up, you know, like increasing their profits and, you know, the whole nine. But most of the time, it's one of these things to where it's basically an employee-owned business.
Right.
To where everybody that works there has an ownership stake in the company, to where it makes sense for them to want to put in the extra effort to, you know what, let's work on ways that we can eliminate cost here, eliminate some waste. But you're not necessarily hearing about Ruby Tuesdays doing this because the 17-year-old kid that's just working a part-time job, they don't care about the long-term future of the company. They're not working at that job as a career. They're working at that job to make some extra money so they can go party.
And if I was a restaurant owner, I would want to hire the best available, and this is a great incentive,
and
creating a flat rate to actually
and this story that you have, this is not a story about, you know, one of these standalone, just somebody owns a single restaurant, mm-hmm. and everybody has an ownership stake. This is a chain restaurant.
This is Joe's Crab Shack, a national seafood chain. They are experimenting with getting rid of tipping in 18 of its locations across the country in a move it expects will improve its bottom line and help out its employees. On a call with investors last week, Ray Blanchett, CEO of Ignite Restaurant Group, the company that owns Joe's, said of the new experiment in tip-free restaurants, quote, "We believe that it reflects our commitment to not only being a great place to eat, but a great place to work," adding that he thinks tipping is antiquated. He explained that in the locations testing of a tip-free model, prices will rise somewhere between 12 and 15%, which, you know, is you know,
comparable.
You're right. While hourly wages for waitstaff, bartenders, and hosts will increase to $12, or from the $12 to $15 range. Joe's is the first chain to consider ending tipping, or it isn't the, you know, I'm sorry, it is, but it's trend, but it's a trend that has spread nationally. Last month, the owner of a number of high-end restaurants in New York announced he would end tipping at all of them.
So, does it mention who those high-end restaurants are?
I wish it did. If I clicked on these links, I could figure out who they are.
I know I did a story on my podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, a while back.
Right.
I don't remember the name of the restaurant in Pittsburgh, but it was one of these high-end to where everybody that worked there had an ownership stake in the restaurant.
Okay.
They have weekly meetings to where everybody in the restaurant sits down with the management and says, here's ways that I found that we can eliminate waste. Here's corners that can be cut to eliminate some cost. Here's different ingredients we could use. Here's this. And then they all go to the grocery store together
right.
to buy the ingredients. So this is the thing to where everybody is invested in the business.
So the argument that the way I see it, and it sounds like the way Joe's Crab Shack is looking at it, and this one that you're talking about, is people respond to incentives. People respond to financial incentives. And if those financial incentives are in place, then perhaps you, by removing the expectation that you will receive a tip, as long as there's incentives in place, I don't really see the issue with it.
And I think another problem is what happens when you do not receive the tip for whatever reason. Maybe it was poor service, or maybe you just had a crappy customer. Well, there goes a big portion of your paycheck that didn't happen that day. And, I mean, I think this will prevent that from happening.
I worked in a hotel just outside the D.C. area that catered to a lot of business travel and a lot of government travel, and a lot of the government travel specifically was foreign European, and tipping is not really a standard thing in a lot of countries. So that was certainly a concern of mine. And, you know, if you happen to get one of those nights when a lot of those guys were in there, it wasn't the greatest night, but you made up for it on other nights.
The link of the high-end restaurant led to a Japanese restaurant called Riki Restaurant in New York.
You sure it's not Reiki?
It's R-I-K-K-I, I think. I've closed the
link. Be Reiki, I don't know.
I know it's your soap on.
Abolish the tips!
Apparently, tipping is happening even more. Even though there's the move to get rid of it, well, more people are expecting them. We'll get into that if there's time. And your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Time for your thoughts. Maybe if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you were telling us about the experiment that began in November where Joe's Crab Shack said, we're getting rid of the tip, just the tips. We're getting rid of just the tips. And only at 18 of our stores, we've got a lot more than that, but only at 18 we're getting rid of tipping, and we're raising salaries and raising food costs or food prices by, what was it, 15 to 20%?
12 to 15.
12 to 15%, so expect to pay more.
And, you know, this is a good thing, too, whether you agree that tipping is should be abolished or not, the fact that this company can make these, do these types of experiments in order to better themselves. Hey, look, man, you know, we could probably make more money if we tried some things. Let's try it on 18 of our restaurants.
And I tried finding out how their experiment is going, and, well, I'm not seeing any news stories.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to get back to you on this one.
Saying that they've expanded this, or if they're keeping it just to the 18 restaurants, or if they've ended the experiment altogether. We've got calls, so you know, we might be able to get into more tipping discussion, possibly.
Just a tip.
But your calls, also 855-450-FREE. We've got Alan in Florida. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you for taking my call. The reason I called in was regarding simple language contracts. You were talking about federal law, depending upon what party gets in, what they do. But on a more local level, in Manatee County, you have building contract laws that are so convoluted that the building code officials, the contractors, engineers, and architects, they can't even agree on or understand what some of the laws are.
And a lot of times it's designed to be that way, because they want to be able to cite people for violations, and they don't necessarily want you to know if you're violating the rules or not.
Well, I talked to a number of contractors, engineers, and architects, and sadly, one of them said very clearly that these laws, when some of them were put into effect, were really designed to get rid of the small business person.
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
That's what I was told by some contractors. And the laws, when they were promoted, was to help the small contractor, but it did the reverse. And individuals who are trying to do work on their own homes, regardless of what the work is, are being just raped by the county of Manatee.
Now, we hear a lot about, like, protectionism and you know, corporatism and crony capitalism at the federal level. You know, like, that's the only place that it happens. But this stuff is manifest in towns, and
yeah, it starts at your neighbor's level.
Oh,
your neighbor, the city council member or the mayor.
Right. It turns out like the local sign ordinance was written by the local
sign company.
Yeah. So you'll see stuff like that, and I agree with you totally. We just started up a small business up here in New Hampshire, and we faced our share of challenges with dealing with local regulations and inspections and just crazy stuff that's completely anti-small business.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times...
Say
that again, Alan?
I was going to say, at least in Manatee, and I'm very familiar with New Hampshire, but I'm not familiar with the law regarding building. But here in Manatee, I've read through the law quite extensively, and it appears as though they're in violation of federal law in terms of simple language contracts. Years ago, it was, you know, whether they were insurance contracts or contracts to buy a car or, you know, this type of building codes, they were supposed to be all simplified so that the average person could understand them.
But is a law considered a contract? I would say that it's not. And also, if you think it's unconstitutional, have you tried to challenge it in court?
I'm looking at that now.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, because I would be very interested to see how that turns out, because my guess is the courts will say, law is not contract. We don't have to write it in a way that anybody understands. Alan, thank you for the call, and good luck on getting that overturned for being convoluted. My guess is that when you go to court, you will have to speak in some sort of secret code that only the judge and the lawyer understand, and you probably will not speak their secret code as well as they do.
Because you didn't go to school to learn that secret code.
I don't remember all my Latin.
I know puer et puella est in vilam, which is to say the boy and the girl are in the farmhouse, and I don't know a lot more, or I don't remember a lot more than that. But that was the very first thing that I learned in Latin class, was how to say the boy and the girl are in the farmhouse. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I'm curious, in 2017, if we have a President Perry, what do you think you could realistically accomplish to, you know, spread liberty in America?
Well, I could pardon all of the nonviolent drug offenders on day one. Pardon Private Manning. I could pardon Ross Ulbricht. I could drop all charges against Edward Snowden and say that he's welcome to return to the United States if he wants to do so. And then I could start, you know, assuming that I've not been assassinated, I could start working with Congress to repeal laws and bring troops home from around the world.
Yeah, can I make a suggestion, Daryl? If you do make presidents, go to your bunker and just send everything out via video and messengers, and just stay down there for your 4 years. Get it all accomplished. End all the wars. Let everyone out of jail.
And I just hide out somewhere and call it the Not a Bunker?
Stay alive.
Conspiracy Conan has spoken the truth.
You will die. Yes.
Michael, anything else?
Do you think you could get Congress to work with you on anything though?
Well, elections don't happen in a vacuum, so if a libertarian winds up getting elected president, then chances are you're going to have a fairly sizable contingent of libertarians in Congress. So, yes, you would have a libertarian president be able to actually work with Congress because, you know, again, things don't just happen in vacuums.
I'll tell you where I'd be on that, too, and it's and this is sort of the Ron Paul thing. But it's not just, you know, if Daryl got elected, but would Daryl now have a much greater bully pulpit to promote the ideals of liberty? And I think that's worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you for the call. So we were talking about tipping, and I did find the name of the restaurant in Pittsburgh that I was talking about where they got rid of tipping, and that's because the team of 26 staffers all have a vested interest in the business. The restaurant is Bar Marco. And it looks incredibly fancy. They've got a picture on the website entrepreneur.com. There's wine racks on the walls. The walls are painted white, and the floor looks like some kind of stucco sort of thing, and there's white chairs and candles and whatnot on the tables, and it looks like a very high-class sort of restaurant. And let me read some of the things that they have. They have a $17 dandelion risotto, a $14 espresso burger, a $16 chimichurri meatball.
I had a hot dog before I came into the studio tonight.
Yeah, so they were expecting their revenues to increase by 26%, their overhead to drop by 40%. And they had the first week that they did the no tipping, they saw a $9,000 increase in profits.
Okay, did they have this ownership stake before the change?
Yes.
Okay, so they were already owners.
They were already, you know, like owner employees.
Sure.
But they still were working for tips, and then the, you know, like the management owners said, hey, look, we're going to change this up and get rid of tipping, and we're bumping your salary up a little bit and help us find ways to cut cost and make things more efficient and actually wind up making more money. And, yeah, they wound up seeing an increase, a very sizable increase in profits after just 1 week. That's it for tonight. We're back tomorrow every night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and we're always online at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.